as we enter Sefer Vayikra, Sefer Toras Kohanim, where Rov Rubam shall the mitzvos that are mentioned, both Asei and Lo Sase, relate to Karbanos, Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash HaYakayim, to Kohanim. Nonetheless, a careful analysis of Sefer Yikra and Parshas Vayikra, which we begin this coming Shabbos, Bezus Hashem HaBa'aleinu L'tova, there are mitzvos and there are halachos which are nogea to each and every single Jew, Kohen, Levi, and Yisrael, and even, of course, Bizman Hazeh, Bizman She'en Beis HaMikdash Kayim. At the end of Parshas Vayikra, in the discussion of the Asham, the Korban Asham, which is a Korban which is brought in for one who has brought a guilt offering, the Torah tells us about the Asham Gezelos, and the Torah tells us, Sefer Vayikra, Parshas Vayikra, Perek Hei, Pasuk Chav Gimel, V'haya ki yechetah ve'ashem, v'heshiv es ha'gzela asher gozal, o es ha'oshek asher oshak, o es ha'pikodon asher hofkad ito, o es ha'ved asher matzah. There will come a time to pass when an individual who sinned and is recognizing and is guilty of a sin and he returns a stolen object. Here is the mitzvah sase diraisa, independent of offering and bringing a korban asham, to return a stolen object. And of course, this is not something that most of us, Baruch Hashem, have to consider and have to worry about, but nonetheless, the mitzvah of the heshev es hagzela, to return a stolen object, does have applications. Of course, if somebody stole something explicitly, a ganav or a gazlan, there is an absolute requirement to return it. But one has to recognize that gneiva is something that we all need to be concerned about. So much so, at the end of Yom Kippur, Ne'ila, the refrain which continues to repeat itself is just that, L'man nechtal mi'oshek regeleinu. Kadosh Baruch Hu, we have to be careful. Please forgive us. Maybe we stole something. As the Gemara tells us that everybody is over be'avak gezel. Everybody takes something without being necessarily permitted to do so. So much so, the Shulchan Aruch paskins based upon the Gemara that gonev derech schok, if you take something through a joke, that's aser. You take something almanas lachzor, you take something without permission and you know you're going to return it, that's also prohibited. You take something almanas letzaro, you take something but you know you're going to give it back, but you're doing it only to annoy, to bother somebody, that's also aser. Hagomena almanas lemekat, all of these forms of genev are absolutely positively aser, even though your intent is not to steal the thing, to take it, but it's to give it back. So much so, there's an isser of chamas if you force somebody to buy something. Certainly, if you force somebody to sell you something, you're over on the isser of chamas. Sometimes somebody sends you something, even a sefer, and there's the intention that, in the subtle feeling that you're forced to purchase it, there is an element of geneva that's called chamas. So therefore, we have to be careful, lo aleinu, not to be over any of the isurei geneva or gezel. Certainly, that's a timely application as well. In the Purim and Pesach season, this comes up just a little bit. The Mishnah Berurah, commenting on the Ramban Hilchos Megillah, Simin Tafresh Tzarivaz, tells us about an ancient minhag. Bnei Adam achotfim zeh mizeh derech simcha. There used to be some sort of custom that Jews on Purim were in such a happy-go-lucky and a jolly mood, they would take things from each other. Derech simcha, says the Ramah, quoting the Mara Mintz, ein bazeh mishum lo sigzol. You're not over the iser gzeil if you do it derech simcha. V'nahagu kachan, that's become the custom. However, the Ramah concludes, Bilvad shelo yasu davar shelo kehogen al pi tova he'ir. Whatever you're doing has to be in following of the rabbinic guidance of the city. If that's the minhag, then that's okay. You're not over in Lo Sigzol. But if it's something that's not common, it's not customary in this particular town, and the Shivat Tovi Ha'ir are not supportive of this minhag of Chatifa Zemizeh, then it is prohibited. Mishnah Berurah, commenting in Os Lamed Aleph on this Ramah, says, Lefiz you could even make a brach on the thing that you took, that you quote-unquote stole, in quotation marks, from the other person. Mishnah Berurah concludes, quoting the Shlach Kadosh, says, Lav Mishnas Chasidim Hi. This is not the right way to go about things. V'shomer Nafsho Yirchak Lachtof Mechavero. Be careful not to take something from your friend, even as a joke, even if you're trying to be cute, even though it's Purim. So therefore, the Isser of Gneva is something that we have to be cautious, scrupulous, and very, very careful about. Not only when it comes to Purim, but certainly Pesach, Haba, Leinu, Tov, Zman, Cheruseinu. There's a minhag that goes back several hundred years of stealing the Afikomen. Is that appropriate? Is it inappropriate? What is the propriety of stealing the Afikomen? We know that after breaking the Yachatz, after the third step in the Seder, Kadesh, Urchatz, Yachatz, you break the middle matzah, the smaller matzah you keep behind at the table in order to make the bracha of Al-Achilas Mara later in the Seder, but the larger piece is saved for later, for Tzafon, for the eating of the Afikomen. And the custom has become that the children hide it, and they take it, and they put it someplace, and in order for the father to receive the Afikomen in return, the child says, I want something in return. I want a present. I want some money. And that's become the well-known custom of stealing the Afikomen. Is it appropriate? Is it inappropriate? A Sefer Orchos Chaim from the Spinker of Simen Tuf Ayin Gimel Yotes writes, the ma shehatinokos gonvin hafikomen, that which the children steal, the afikomen mitachas sikisei, hu bodui vehevel, it's inappropriate, it's wrong, it's silly. U bagoyim nishma shayhudim lomdim yiladeim lignov zeichel yitzias mitzrayim v'inotzlu al korchach hamoneh meshubach, says the Spinker in the Sefer Orchos Chaim, you know what's going to happen? The goyim are going to hear that we're teaching our children to be robbers, to steal, just like in Yitzias Mitzrayim, we were left with booty that we took from the Mitzrim. Therefore, Hamoneh Meshubach, somebody who stays away and doesn't continue this custom of stealing the Afikomen, Harei Zeh Meshubach, Rav Schwab as well in his Haggadah, also notes that he was opposed to this custom of quote-unquote stealing the Afikomen, because he writes, Hagonev Amnas Lamekat, Hagonev Derech Schok, it's all usher, we can't teach our children on this night, Leil Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is the evening of Amunah, of Bitachon, the evening of transmitting the basic Mesoros of Klal Yisrael, and now we're teaching them to steal? Says Rav Schwab, it's inappropriate. And not only was it Rav Schwab, not only was this in the Sefer Orchos Chaim, but also found the Sefer Halich Shlomo, Zalman Orbach and Hilchos Pesach Amud Reish Samech. They quote the grandchildren of Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, Bebeis Rabbeinu Lo Nahagu Kein. It was not the custom of Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Orbach and his Seder that the children, the grandchildren, the great grandchildren would steal the Afikomen. Why not? Amar Rabbeinu, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman said, Dohol v'nishtabish b'fi abrios habitli lignevas Afikomen. Since the custom has developed to call this stealing the Afikomen, Echnargil hatinokos ligneva. How can we accustom our children to stealing? Ula kabbalah schal kach kenog, and then to return and give them something as a result of them stealing afikomen, we're going to give them a treat, a reward, a monetary reward in response. Vanogin kain tov shizaru lekanosa rak chatifa. At least Rav Shlomo Zalman says, if you're going to have this custom of quote unquote stealing nafikomen, at least do what the Ramah says in Hilchos Purim, call it chatifa, but not gnevas haafikomen. Thus we see Gdol Yisrael from Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach to Rav Schwab to Orchos Chaim, the Spinka and Simen Tuf Ayin Gimel all bemoaned this minog. Mekor Chaim, Rabbi Yair Bachrach, the classic commentary in Hilchos Pesach, Simen Tuf Ayin Zayin, shows panim lekan ulekan regarding this minog. He says, minog shatinokos gonvin afikomen lechaviv mitzvah. It's a nice thing, it's chibuv mitzvah. The kids are excited, it keeps them awake and interested and participatory in the Seder. It's chavivos mitzvah. However, the Mekor Chaim concludes, Mikol Malkum Yesh Panim Limchos Ulevatel Haminog. There's also a tzad that you should abolish this custom because it's inappropriate and it's wrong. The most powerful reason and support to this minhag can be found in the Sefer Chog Yaakov Reb Yaakov Reischer, and his commentary to Simen Tuf Ayin Beis Os Beis Hilchos Pesach says it's based upon a Rambam. The Rambam says Chotfin Matzah Zeh Mizeh, based upon the Gemara Maseches Pesachim, that one would take matzah from each other. Kedesh Yira Tinokos Vishol, the kids would say, "Hey, how come you're taking the matzah one from another?" And based upon that, the Chog Yaakov said it's from here. Shnespashe Taminog. This is where the custom developed that Tinokos B'Medinos Elu Lachtov hafikomen, shaledeze lo yishnu v'yisoru relishol. This will keep the kids excited. It will keep the kids on their toes. It will keep them awake to make sure that they will not fall asleep and they'll hear the final response to the manishdana of avadim hayinu leparo b'mitzrayim. Thus we see that stealing the afikomen is not so simple. And of course, this gets back to our pasuk, the end of Parshas Vayikra, that we certainly must return a stolen object. And therefore continues, not only when it comes to Purim, not only in Pesach, but in Hilchos Yom HaKippurim, Simen Tuf Reish Vav, Sivkat and Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah says that when it comes to the halacha, that you have to be mfayes chavera erev Yom Kippurim, you have to ask forgiveness of a friend and of Yom Kippur, says the Mishnah Berurah, kol shekerem yesh b'yadu min hagezel ve'onah, certainly if you stole something, and make sure to be careful. Don't just ask forgiveness, but make sure you return a stolen object. Continues the Mishnah Berurah, Dezeh HaMekatreg HaGadol Adam. The greatest thing that can attack man, that can be a challenge to a human being on Yom Kippur, is Gzela. As Chazal says, Sa Mali Avonos Mi Mekatreg Gezel Mekatreg Barosh. If you have a basket full of transgressions, of Averos, which sin is going to be the one that's going to be the Achilles heel? Gezel Mekatreg Barosh. It's going to be the sin of Gezel. And if there is a case where your friend has something and you know that he took something, tell him, talk about it, work it out. Even though your friend doesn't know about it, make sure that you're able to work it out. If you've taken something from somebody else, discuss it. If you have money that belongs to somebody else, work it through. Ask a Rav, ask a Bezdin, work these things out. Don't just ask Shilas and Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur about Dal and Minim. Don't just be concerned about how to fulfill the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar and how to be careful and careful on Yom Kippur about various other things. Klolo Shel Dover, says the Mishnah Berurah, Kol Dover Shebemamon Lo Yismoch Al Hara'aso. When it comes to issues relating to finance, don't rely on yourself. Be careful. Don't simply rely on yourself. Ask a shaila. Shaar Tzion, the footnotes of the Mishnah Berurah, and Os Bey's commenting here says, don't wait till Erev Yom Kippur. Although I've penned this halacha and Hilchos Erev Yom Kippur, says the Shaar Tzion, we're talking about Isser Gezela. Be careful, it's nitak to the aseya v'heshev esagzeila, our pasuk, parshas vayikra, perikei. We all know that this is a mitzvah diraisa v'heshev esagzeila. Ein rishayel hamten at Erev Yom Kippur, don't wait to return an object on test tishrei if you took it 2 months ago, 3 months ago, or even 2 years ago, or 3 years ago. De kol shav v'shav yeshalav chiyuv asezu, du tikuno shalav. Every minute, if you've taken something that belongs to somebody else, you could be mesake in this lav, you could fix the avera of stealing, and therefore be mekayim the mitzvah saseh diraisa v'heshev v'sagzela. Don't wait. V'dumya de kol aseh diraisa, this mitzvah saseh v'heshev v'sagzela parshas v'yikra is no different than any other mitzvah saseh. When it comes to the right time, you have to fulfill the mitzvah of lulav, birchas hamazon, kriyashma v'chadomeh. Kol shekem bezeh she'aver metchila lav diraisa. If you sold something, lo signov, lo sigzol, be miyashev and take care of the lav by fulfilling the mitzvah sase diraisa of a heshev es hagezela. Now, of course, what the Mishnah Berurah and the Mechaber are talking about, that there are two elements any time you have to return a stolen object. If you take a look, the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Beis Halacha Tes, expresses this explicitly. Says the Rambam, Aveiro Shebein Adon L'Chaveiro, when it comes to any transgression between man and man, interpersonal relationships, Gugon Achov L'Chaveiro, if you've injured a friend, O Mekalel Chaveiro, you cursed a friend, O Gozlo, or if you stole something from a fellow, Eino nimcholo leolam atshiyitin lachaber mashu chayevlo viyiratzeu. There are two elements. When you stole something, you need to return the stolen object, and also you must ask for mechila. Afal pishachzilo mamun shuchayevlo, even though you may have returned the stolen object, tzarech leratzoso velishol mimenu shiimcholo, you are required to ask for mechila. Thus, says the Rambam, these are the two requirements when it comes to any pain inflicted upon a fellow. And certainly in our regard, when it comes to a stolen object, you're required to return the stolen object, but at the same time, you're also required to ask mechila. However, the Rambam Mehilchos Chov L'Mazik Perikei Halacha Tes seems to indicate differently. And this is a question raised by the Lechem Mishnah. Listen to the words of the Rambam. Perikei Halacha Tes Hilchos Chov L'Mazik. Eino Doma Mazik Chaver Begufo L'Mazik Mamona. Says the Rambam, there's a very basic categorical distinction between injuring a friend and between injuring your friend's mamoni. Shehamazik mamon chavero. If you are ruining the property or the financial finances of a friend, kevan sheshile mashuhu chayev l'shalom nischaper lo. The moment you return that which you injured, the moment you are able to return the lost object, the stolen object, the object that you inflicted pain to that belonged to your friend, kevan sheshile mashuhu chayev l'shalom nischaper lo. You're forgiven. Frekt, the Lechem Mishnah, Hilchos Chov L'Mazik, Perek Hei Halachates, how could that be? In Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam said, Perek Be Halachates, that if you steal something from your friend, you don't receive kapara until you ask mechila. Achiratze. And here all of a sudden the Rambam writes in Hilchos Chovel Mazik, if all you did was your Mazik Mamon Chavero, you ruined the property of your friend, you don't require to ask Mechila, you just have to return that object. What's the pshat? Lecha Mishnah says there are two reasons. Shani Gazlan, our pasuk, our parsha, the mitzvah v'heishiv es hagzela is different. Dinishane me'oso avera, you benefited from doing the stealing. The act of stealing benefited you. It was joyous. There was some geschmack when you take something of somebody else. There's an incredible benefit. You also cause terrible pain, agony, suffering to the person that you stole from. You took something against his will. So therefore, gezela is worse than being mazik mamon chavero. And thus the Rambam says when you steal something from somebody else, you have to return the stolen object, and also you have to ask mechila. But mazik hamamon, when you injure and you create pain to the mamon, to the finances, to the property of somebody else, Shalonis Hana Mehezek, you didn't benefit. If you rammed into somebody's home, if you ruined somebody's bicycle, if you broke somebody's glasses, there's not necessarily Hana, there's no benefit. Therefore, all you have to do in that circumstance is simply to return the lost object, make sure you give that person the financial restoration that is required when you do that, and therefore the Rambam says there's no chiyuv of Mechila when it comes to Mazik Mamon Chavero as opposed to Gzela. Gzela is even worse because, as the Lecha Mishnah says, you had Hana from stealing and you caused terrible tsar to this individual. Is an unbelievable tshuva, Rav Moshe Feinstein in Igros Moshe, Choshe Mishpah Chelek Aleph Simen Peches, and the title of the tshuva is Kama Pratim Binyane Hashavas Gzela, some practical applications of this mitzvah in Sefer Vayikra, Parshas Vayikra, Perakei, returning a stolen object. And this tshuva was written by Rav Moshe in 1954, Shvat of 1954, to who? HaTalmid, the student. Asher naso libo lashu b'tshuva shlema. There's a student who wants to return and to do tshuva. U'bevadai kiblu Hashem Yisbarach. And certainly Hashem will accept your tshuva. Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu returns and waits for everybody's tshuva. And this is a young man, of course he doesn't write his name, who begins to pen about 18 different ways that he stole. And Rav Moshe goes through how he could fix. Ritzono leida eich lekayim mitzvos hashavas b'gnevas mamon. You know, you want to figure out how to be mekayim the mitzvos asay of a heishev es hagzela. You stole. Hine masha sha'alta, you asked about you stole tzedaka from that tzedaka box. You asked about you stole something and you don't know where that person is today. You asked about a situation when you stole when you were a child, when you were young. Are you required to return that money today? You asked about a stolen object that today there's now a shinoi. The item is different. You asked about stealing something and you don't know where the item that you stole is. You asked about stealing from your parents. You stole from their bank account and then you stole from their pocket. How do you deal with that? Rav Moshe goes through multiple scenarios. You took something serendipitously. You stole by going through the subway, not paying. You jumped over in order not to pay. Multiple different situations that this Talmud asks, and Rav Moshe deals with him in a very careful way and tells him exactly how to fulfill this mitzvah of Heishev es Hagzela. But the last nekuda, Os Tesvav, the 15th point which Rav Moshe addresses about this young man, Im Tzarech Das Bailim. Do you have to tell the person that you stole? Are you required when you return that money to say to the person that this is my name, this is who I am, this is what I stole? That's the shaila that Rav Moshe addresses in Choshen Mishpat, Simen Peches, Ost Hesvav. Rav Moshe says it depends. If you stole something from somebody and that person doesn't know that you were the one who stole it or may not even know that something was taken, in that circumstance, says Rav Moshe, all you're required to do is to send a letter with an apology, or you could even be mavliya it. You could subsume it within some other thing that you may owe that person regardless. You owe a person $50 and you know you stole from that person, give them $150, you don't have to say it. But Rav Moshe says if the individual knows that there was property or an item or some sort of cash that was absolutely stolen, but doesn't know who the person was, it's better to say, because up until that point, you will never know if that money was returned or not. So if I'm the robber and I just give $50, but I don't say why, that person will still think that the person who stole the $50 still stole it and he'll still have tainas. So if that's the case, make sure you say who you are. Rav Moshe there goes through the circumstances where ideally you should be megala, you should share who exactly you are, but Rav Moshe says you could be somech, sh'af kishelo yigala shmo, even though you don't reveal your name, el yichtov b'michta sh'shaleach lo ma'sheganav mimenu, but you just write a letter saying that you stole something, umivakish mimenu shiimcholo, and you ask the person that they're mochel you, you could rely on that, even if you don't want to reveal your name, you're embarrassed. However, but if this is a circumstance where the person didn't even know that anything was stolen from them, so therefore that person doesn't even have tsar because they don't even know that something was taken, in that circumstance, says Rav Moshe, you could simply just return the money, ask for mechila, and write a letter and call it a day. I bumped into a very interesting story on CNN, an article from August 1st, 2018. Listen to this. A waitress stole money from her boss. Decades later, she sent back $1,000 and an apology. Let me read you a few paragraphs from the article. $1,000 in cash and a handwritten apology. A former waitress is trying to make things right after stealing money from a Mexican restaurant more than 20 years ago. Carlette Flores, who owns El Charo restaurant in Tuscan, received a surprise envelope in the mail last week. A woman who had worked for Flores in the 1990s while attending the University of Arizona revealed that she stole money from the restaurant. One of the waiters I worked with had encouraged me to forget to ring in a few drinks a shift and pocket the cash. And for some stupid reason, writes, I did it, wrote the woman who only identified herself as a thankful former employee. I grew up in the church. I knew better. I hadn't stolen a dime before that, nor have I since. Thankfully, I was a terrible waitress and you fired me before it could amount to more than a few $100s. The letter continued. It's been 20 years, but I can still carry great remorse. I am very, very sorry that I stole from you. Please accept my apology and this money as a repayment and 20 years of interest. May God forever bless you and your family. This was the letter, the $1,000 in cash and a handwritten apology that Carlotta Flores, the owner of El Charo restaurant, received. And the article continues and concludes. Flores said the letter deeply moved her and her employees. Some of her managers were also in tears after reading the letter. I don't know where she's at or who she is, but I will tell you one thing. I hope that she's read or has seen what an impact this has made, not only on me, my family, my business, but where it will go in the future. So I hope she's keep looking to see what we're doing with it, Flores said. And this, of course, halacha lemaisa would be the appropriate thing to do. Anybody who stole something from somebody else, the right thing to do is $1,000 in cash, a handwritten apology, and asking for mechila is the way to go. In this situation, the individual did not reveal the name. She just said that she was a waitress, a former thankful employee. And according to Moshe, there's no reason to reveal the name because the owner of the restaurant had no idea that the money was stolen, was taken. She never knew that she was out $1,000. And thus, there's no chiyav mi'ikar hadin to reveal the name, but simply to write a letter, return the money, and ask for forgiveness. There's no question. In this story, forgiveness was granted and given. A beautiful story and certainly speaks to our pasuk and our halacha, the chi of the requirement to return any stolen property. But of course, Baruch Hashem, most of us don't have this issue, don't have this problem. But nonetheless, we do have to be very careful, cautious, meticulous, and scrupulous not to take something of somebody else's, even if you think they will be okay with it. Shol Shlomidas is called a ganav. Don't take something from somebody else if you're going to return it, to annoy somebody, to as a joke. as we've seen in Hilchos Purim, the Rama says that certainly where the custom is to do that on Purim, that'd be okay. But outside of Purim, Hechi Tesi, how can you allow that? And even when it comes to the meaning of stealing Nafikom and Pesach, not so pasher, not so simple. Big machlokas aposkim, what exactly the appropriate minig is. Let's be careful, cautious to fulfill the mitzvos Hashem properly. Beheshivas, Agzela, Asher Gazal, Psiyat Dishmai, we should be zochet to a time, Shibane Beis Amikdash, when Karbanos will be brought again, and we could fill the mitzvos Hashem to perfection, to be Mekabel, Tshuva, Shleim, Lefanecha, wishing everybody a wonderful day, a good Shabbos, and a wonderful Pesach.